Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on January 16th, 2018, with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Thank you for your interest in being a part of this learning opportunity and conversation. Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged is a place for PCC and MCC coaches to showcase their coaching. They come from a variety of backgrounds and styles to share their unique skills and gifts with all of us. In this format at Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged, we're looking to engage in a learning opportunity with colleagues who are exhibiting a wide range of coaching styles. When Jamie and I mentor coaches, we focus on creating distinctions for our mentees based on their goals and focus for coaching. Here, we do something a little bit different. We're engaging in a reflective conversation with the coach in an effort to give the coach and our listeners the chance to share their own learnings. We will not be reviewing the coaching as we would in a mentor setting. And we just invite you to remember, as in any session, anything can happen. So as you're listening to this session, the goal is not perfection, but it's to learn something. As coaches, we meet our clients where they are, and whatever happens, happens. And afterwards, we all get the opportunity to debrief and learn, thanks to our generous and open-hearted guest coaches. So we thank you all for being a part of making this forum possible for all of our professional development. And today, we're very honored to have back as our guest coach, Patricia Bergen, MCC. You can find Patty's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. So here's an outline of our call today. Patty will coach her client for about 25 minutes, and then we will interview Patty for about 10 minutes. Then we'll open up the line for you all to be able to ask questions. At 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. So everyone, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Patty and your client, thank you very much for joining us today. And when you're ready, Patty, please begin your coaching.
Okay. Well, I'm noticing that you used the word surprise, being open to being surprised, twice in your intro. And so I think I will be. Marina, hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Patty.
I was so pleased when you volunteered for this little soiree. And I thought about you this last half an hour as we, I'm sure both were doing a little somatic and emotional preparation for this time. What I did was kind of adjust my posture and my breath, and I looked at your notes. Is there anything that you did that you customarily do that helped you to be here now?
Yes, actually, I'm really lucky that my home office looks out to a really beautiful wooded area, and it's very peaceful out there. So this morning, I took a few minutes to just sit and, like you, take a few deep breaths, just clear my head, and I'm ready to go.
That's very cool. Well, as I usually do, I took a look back at some of your greatest strengths, Marina, and I smiled all the way through the list. So with your permission, I'll probably reference it as we go along today, because I bet that some of what I read will be a resource to what you want to make happen.
Sounds
speaking
good.
Speaking of what you want to make happen, there were a couple of things that could take our attention today, consume our attention really well. And I wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about each of them. And I'm thinking about what you've been reviewing related to your transition, geographic transition, and to your contentment with that. And then also just what you're doing in your work. So both of those seem like really juicy agenda. Could you tell me which one sort of feels prominent in your thinking this morning?
I think the career path is definitely taking most of my attention right now.
You say a little bit more about how it's taking your attention.
Sure. You know, part of the transition and relocation to the Seattle area has been rethinking my professional persona. And I've been fortunate to have the time to be able to really reflect on where my passion lies and what I'd like to do in this new chapter. And I've just been working hard towards gaining clarity on where the opportunities are and what's going to bring me the most contentment and joy as I start to craft this new story.
That's cool. So you made a big move about a year and a half ago. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. We moved from North Carolina to Seattle.
Goodness. And could you tell me what professionally moved with you? That, you know, sometimes when you move, you leave a few things behind, and then you put some things on the van and you put some things in your carry-on. What are the things that absolutely belong to you and will go with you wherever you go professionally that are informing your direction now? Could you give me a couple of those things?
Sure, that's a great question. You know, I would say, obviously, the experience, the professional experience that I've gained during the past, 30 years of working comes with me. And the things that I really love doing, you know, the joy for that comes with me. And I think part of what maybe that I leave behind, you know, are the professional relationships that also brought joy. But, you know, maybe I leave them behind physically, but not spiritually, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So. It does. Yeah. And what is starting to kind of move in as a new acquisition?
Well, I've been exploring a new career path. Is that what you mean by new acquisition? Just what am I gaining in this new environment?
Yeah, and in your own awareness, you know, what is it that has maybe been a surprise or a discovery or something that you didn't know you could be good at, but or enjoy or make part of your contentment, but it has started to really become apparent?
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, I think one of the things that has really just been a little surprising, but so satisfying, gratifying, has been just this opportunity to really learn about being present and patient and just trying to discover and be curious about what lies ahead, rather than charging forward as I might have done in the past, you know, with just trying to handle tasks. So,
okay.
Yeah, slowing down a little bit has been really one of the great benefits of this transition time.
That's interesting. And I, one of the things I noticed in your note to me, you know, I always get curious about pace. So I ask people that I coach with, how are we doing? Do we need to tap the brakes and go down a few layers, or do we need to kind of go for it, or are we right in the Goldilocks zone? And you said in your note, let's go.
Yes. Well, yeah. Now I'm ready after this period of, you know, 18 months of putting the brakes on and slowing down and reflecting. I'm ready, especially with
okay.
the professional and career part, to move forward.
Beautiful. Okay. So we're going to build on all of this fabulous reflection and being present that you've acquired and all of the just the great professional confidence that you brought with you from North Carolina. Tell me, when you think about really going for it now, what comes into focus professionally? In other words, what would be the markers of success if in the next 2 or 3 months you really move to the needle?
Well, I think just really focusing in on the type of work that I feel very passionate about and the things during my long career that were things that I loved to do and that I just was excited to get up every morning and get in and start to work on. So I've been exploring, coaching and organizational coaching as a new path, and that is starting to feel really exciting. And so I'm starting to focus, my energy and my curiosity in exploring that further and deeper.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing it?
How am I doing it? I've joined a ICF training and working with Seattle Coach as a way to learn and also to get the professional credentials that are necessary, that I think are necessary, to successfully launch a coaching practice. And then also just have had such a wonderful opportunity to learn from a very intelligent, gracious cohort. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a safe learning environment, such a great learning environment.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
So you mentioned specifically that you'd want to get skilled and gifted and better at organizational coaching.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me what you envision. If that happened, what would the evidence be? What would be going on if you got really good at that?
Well, I would love to be able to, so many organizations are going through change and transformation, and I'd love to be a resource to a workforce that is experiencing change and cultural adjustments and helping to facilitate a smooth transition to whether it's, through acquisition or change in leadership or change in marketplace, whatever the cause is, just to be able to work with the staff, the team, to make that transition, help that transition be smooth on an individual level and on an organizational level.
Mm-hmm. You know some stuff about change.
I do. Yeah. Yes, that's
personally
true.
As well as professionally.
Yes.
I mean, could I ask a little bit about your own process of navigating some major, major transition and change in the last year and a half?
Sure. That's a big question. And go ahead.
Does it feel valuable? What I know about you is that you're brave and you're persevering and that you picked up and you moved all the way across the country in the middle of your career to settle on an island in Puget Sound.
Yes, that's
right?
True. Yeah, that's true.
As I'm getting to know you a little bit more all the time, I just imagine that it takes perseverance and a little grit and some hope and optimism. I imagine it's landed on your marriage. And and it's landed, of course, on your professionalism. And that's probably all stuff that gives you some firsthand experience with being a transformation and change resource to teams and individuals. That's a big old question, but what comes up for you as I sort of talk about that?
Well, everything that you've observed and said is very true. And it has taken some courage and definitely some grit, digging down deep and just keeping my mind on why we set out to make this change in the first place. And it was at a point where there was tremendous professional and personal things going on. And it felt like at the time it was the right moment to make the change. And, you know, there's a big part of me that still believes that. And I've just had to sort of navigate and negotiate some of the second guessing that's come on the back end of it. And mm-hmm. and I think a big part of that is on the professional side more than on the personal side. You know, I think that while there was definitely some personal things, the joy of being closer to my family, because I'm closer to my family in this new location, and, you know, there's just, that's just wonderful.
Oh, I hear it in your voice.
It is. It's just wonderful. But it's just more the professional, did I do the right thing at the right time? And just dealing with those little voices that seem to crop up periodically.
Yeah.
So.
Those voices. Do they feel like, you know, voices of true caution and instruction? Are they voices that are just sort of snarky and critical? Are they voices like God's voice? Voices. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you finish, Patty, and then I'll.
I'm just wondering if we should pay attention to them.
Well, I would say sometimes yes, and sometimes no.
Okay.
Yeah, I think sometimes there are voices that maybe I should be listening to, and then at other times I think some of the voices are not constructive.
Yeah.
And in those moments, probably I should just not listen.
Tell me a voice, you know, or a message that kind of hangs out with your awareness that it feels like it could be useful.
Well, I think it's the voice that tells me to remain optimistic and positive and to continue to be hopeful that the professional path is going to continue to unfold, and it already has started to do that, mm-hmm. and to sort of stay with that and to listen to that, and just to be open to, you know, where the path is leading.
Sounds like you. Sounds like your voice.
I hope so, yeah. Most of the time, it is.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, could you tell me a little bit about where the experiments are here at the beginning of 2018? You know, where you're beginning to test your hunches?
Well, I'm really getting serious about the job direction and just starting to buckle down and research where the organizational coaching opportunities will be, mm-hmm. and how to combine it with my communications background, you know, to really find a role, a position that's going to allow me to bring value and to thrive in the work environment. Yeah.
Should I ask you questions that I would ask an entrepreneur, or should I ask you questions that are that I would ask an executive seeking a job in a new city?
That's a good question. Wow. Well, you know, it's funny. There are some days when you could be asking either of those two. Because I do toggle between the two.
Okay, good to know.
But, yeah, I do. But I would say, you know, I think I'm leaning a little bit in the entrepreneurial direction.
Okay.
And that may be a surprise, just because I feel like it could be a viable path, just based on the environment and the opportunities.
Totally. Well, do you want to play with that for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, because we've got about 7 or 8 minutes left.
Okay.
And I would love to kind of go down a layer or two on what looks possible and desirable for you if you were going to kind of play in that entrepreneurial space a little bit. I mean, where would the early experiments potentially be?
Well, I'd love to. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
That sounds good. No, that sounds good. That sounds really
okay,
good.
Okay, good. I sort of ran on with my question there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, on the one hand, I think, part of the challenge has been feeling a level of confidence with drawing on my work experience to go in an entrepreneurial direction and offer my services in a organizational setting.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. So
sure.
And I think part of it is practicing and testing the waters. So that's kind of where I am right now. Go ahead.
Okay. What waters would you test?
Just getting out there and starting to coach and starting to work with people and seeing how it feels and just drawing
totally
on that energy. Yeah.
And you're doing that. I've been watching you do that. You're just sort of strolling into new opportunities and testing them.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so you want to do more of that?
I do.
Okay.
I do. It's been a very positive experience so far.
And remind me how
experience.
Oh, man. Good thing I know you so that we can talk more about this after our time is up.
Yeah.
How do you want people to find you?
That's a good question. And that's where I think really the next experiments lie, is just how will people find me and understanding that they will, and just knowing how to put myself out there.
Okay, so imagine this. You've got 6 minutes in front of 100 people, and embedded in the audience is a group of about, say, a dozen people who are looking for somebody like you. The others are probably wondering what's for lunch, or they're checking their email, or they're sitting there. What will you say so that smaller group of people comes up and wants to get your card following your 6 minutes? What, and that's probably more of an inquiry than we have time for, something for you to kind of think about.
Mm-hmm.
But what comes to my mind is the confidence I hear in your voice, the confidence that's based in your professional experience, on the fact that you know you are a good communications executive, you're getting to be a pretty good coach, and you understand service. How am I doing?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
You know that stuff about yourself. So in light of that, what will you say in front of these 100 people, a portion of whom really would love to connect with you? What will you say and how will you say it?
And that is definitely... Go ahead.
Tell me anything that's right off the top of your head, because I know that answer might, or that question might be something that you think about long after this call is over.
I will think about it. It's a great question. And I guess, I've had such a tremendous depth of experience working mm-hmm. with teams and managing teams of young professionals who are developing in their careers. I've had a great opportunity to already do coaching in a sense and to mentor. And mm-hmm. it is what I loved about my previous professional persona. And mm-hmm. it's something that comes naturally, and I find it to be incredibly rewarding to be able to help others find that best version of their professional life and mm-hmm. even their personal life. So it's, you know, I feel like it's a gift, and I want to honor it by going forward and really learning what I need to learn to take that to the next level.
Nice.
So that would be where I would start. And I appreciate that question. It's a great question, and it is one that I will think about after our call today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's my request.
That, thank you. Now that
you do that, and luckily this call is being recorded, because I've got to say that as I've been listening the last 45 to 60 seconds, part of me thought, geez, this is great. I hope she takes notes on what she's saying. And then it dawned on me that you're being recorded, so I hope you go back and listen to this recording and use it to build on, because even some of the vocabulary and for sure the energy that I just heard made me want to know more.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, yeah, that feels like an interesting experiment for you.
It definitely does. And it has been. It has been the experiment. But I have to say that talking out loud mm-hmm. definitely takes it to another level. And I don't think I've done enough of that, so I appreciate the opportunity to do that.
Nice. Well, let me just ask you. I've taken a couple of notes as we've moved along. Is there anything that feels particularly important that you are taking away from this conversation?
Yes, I guess in one sense it's not to underestimate what's already happening.
Yeah.
And to really see that there has been a lot of progress in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe to just continue to try to be patient and to be receptive to the learning and the direction and the path that's in front of me.
Okay. Well, would it be okay if we circled back in a few days and you tell me a little bit more about what you decided to say to the 100 people?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's do that.
Sounds
good.
Well,
we're almost out of time here. Does this feel like an okay place to wrap up?
Sure. I think so.
Thank you for volunteering. You're a brave woman.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad I know you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Me too, Patty.
Okay, sweet. All right. Back to you, Sherry and Jamie.
Okay, great. This is Sherry. Patty, thank you very much, and thank you to your client for this wonderful session today. Yeah, I loved listening to it, and love your style, Patty, relaxed, very collaborative, working with your client in this session. Yeah, so really nicely done. Thank you. You know, you mentioned, and clearly there were the pre-session notes that you were talking about and that your client had filled out. Is that something you typically do with clients?
It's something I ask for. Sometimes my wish is granted, sometimes it's not.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But if it's not, then we just do it probably as you do in the first 4 or 5 minutes of a coaching conversation.
Uh-huh.
I like to get very clear on you know, the big agenda and then what the evidence of success would begin to look like if they have hunches about that.
You're getting really quiet, Patty. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I'm sure everybody on the call, I like to get pretty clear, pretty, you know, in the early moments of a coaching conversation, I like to get pretty clear about the agenda and not only about the big picture agenda, but what the evidences of success are going to look like in the mind of the person I'm coaching.
Mm-hmm.
How will
yeah.
we know we've got it? Yeah.
Right. So how was the session for you today? What tell me about it a little bit, if you would.
Well, coming into it, my coachee Marina had a couple of possibilities, and I was a little prepared to go in the direction of the geographic change that Marina's made, and so when she went in the direction of you know, her professionalism, I thought, well, shoot, I bet these two connect. I bet her experience of change and her desire to be a resource in change, I bet they come together. So that's where my curiosity began to engage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I began to also paying attention to when Marina sounded like she was being a good client and when her energy began to really engage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah. I noticed some really good questions. What absolutely belongs to you? I thought that was a great question. Also, I noticed you asking her, there was a question later on about what would be the markers of success over the next 2 to 3 months. Mm-hmm. And she liked that question. In fact, several times she remarked, you know, that's a great question. And so since I know you, I'm going to ask you this, Patty. You know, I know that you asked that what would be the markers of success for the next 2 to 3 months, and it made me wonder, I wasn't sure that question was asked about the session itself, what would be the markers that you want today. I'm wondering if what you might think about that.
Sometimes I use a forecasting question like that to be able to come back to the present moment.
Uh-huh.
And if it doesn't have any energy, then I let it go. But I'll say, you know, if this really worked, you know, like sometimes, you know, a meta view. If this really worked and you're out there in 3 months smiling back at this conversation, what do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of what I call the gaze glance rhythm, where I may gaze out in, my gaze is in this present moment. I may glance at something out in the future. I may glance at something from my a coachee's past, a defining story that informs this moment. But then I'll return my gaze to this present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think about that gaze glance rhythm
uh-huh.
of the question like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting visual. I like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also noticed you checking in with her several times about, you know, just the direction or the questions you were asking, and just wanting her to reflect. You know, was this helpful? Is this helpful?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was great. Let me give it over to Jamie here for a minute. Jamie, do you have a question for Patty?
Yeah, I do. I first have an acknowledgement, and it's about acknowledgement. I just think you're a master acknowledger. You know, I just heard you really take the opportunity so many different times during the session to really acknowledge her and what she was up to and what you know about her, and it was. It was just a great, provided great energy for the session mm-hmm. itself. I loved hearing that. And then I had a question about you, in the beginning of the session, you asked her questions about her experience of transition and how that was for her, and really asking her, like, her success with that. And then midway through the session, you brought it back around to transition and her experience with transition and all that. So I was just curious what was behind that line of questioning. It seemed to be in line with your acknowledgement of her, but
mm-hmm.
since you brought it up again midway, I was just curious what was going on in your head at that point.
It was one of those things where I had a hunch that some of the confidence that Marina was, that I knew was present, was informed by her own experience of navigating big change. So it was my curiosity about, is that a resource for you? You want to work with teams and individuals that are moving into major transformation. And out of your experience of this big mid-career personal and professional move, do you have things in your own experience that build your confidence about that work? So that was my hunch. That was the mm-hmm. hunch I wanted to explore. And so it was mm-hmm. gratifying at the end of the conversation where Marina talked about the confidence she really does have with her experience. But that's part of the engine in her life.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, great. Good.
It's a great
you.
Question.
Thanks for sharing that. All right. Sherry?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, good. Let's go ahead and open it up to the listeners, to you all. What are you curious about? What do you want to ask, acknowledge, talk with Patty? You can go ahead and press *6 now to unmute your line. Just say your first name and who wants to be first?
Hello, this is Vanessa Williams.
Yes.
I just wanted to acknowledge, I love the way you manage your pauses. It really was wonderful to see how you did that. It was so natural, but it gave me time to think and reflect on the conversation. So it's a technique mm-hmm. I will definitely use more often. I thought that was great.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Vanessa. Okay.
Can I comment on
that? Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vanessa, I love it that you called that out. I think
my pleasure.
Yeah, I think it makes me reflect back years ago with some of my own mentor coaching, where we talked about who does the silence belong to?
Mm.
And as I'm sure this call is full of you know, highly accomplished people that sometimes are you know, worried about their performance. That's mm-hmm. for me sometimes. That I learned as a young coach to really make room for the silences because they don't necessarily belong to me. They may belong to my coachee, and there are times I'll even say, "Is your heart thumping extra loud in your chest, kind of like you might want to say something, but you're not sure you will?" And almost always, if I'm with a group of people, someone will say, "Yes, here's what I want to say." And so every time that happens, what you observed, Vanessa, kind of gets underscored in my life. And but I take my motor mouth down a notch and wait for the silence to pay off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for saying more about that, Patty. And, you know, I love the way you say, who does the silence belong to? That's such a great perspective, I think, and way to think about it. Who is the silence for, and who does it belong to? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, who else? Again, you press *6. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, this is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi. Thank you, Patty, for your demonstration, I wanted to comment on two things. One, the shift I heard when you asked, should I pursue the entrepreneurial path or the, should I ask you the line of questioning as if, the entrepreneurial path or an executive pursuing a job in the city? And I thought that was, because there was clearly, a couple forks that she could have taken or the coaching session could have taken. So I thought that was a good clarifying question. And I heard kind of almost could see her sit back or hear her sit back and breathe. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice clarifying question there. And then, without saying directly, which one do you want to do? The way you posed that, should I ask you this set of questions or that set? It was filled with possibility in either way. Mm-hmm. And then your timing, the way you manage timing about, do you want to play that for a minute because we have 7 to 8 minutes left? And then when you were running out of time, this might be something that you want to think of. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barb. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, great. Nice observations. Thanks, Barb.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, who else? Again, *6 to unmute yourself.
Hi, this is Kirsten.
Yes, Kirsten, thanks.
Hey, well, I'd like to acknowledge Patty for the question at the very beginning when the coachee had mentioned moving across the country. Patty said, well, what did you bring with you? You yourself. And I thought that was so empowering and a great place to start from. Instead of sometimes people think about transitions from a place of starting over or starting with little or nothing. It was starting from a place of abundance and empowerment, and that was just inherent in the question. And so that was really a lovely way to begin the session.
Mm-hmm. Mm, thank you, Kirsten.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Great. Thank you.
Hi, this is Peter in Seattle. And I have a quick question. The way you started the conversation was describing how you had settled in and got yourself ready and relaxed, and you asked her how she had also done that. It makes me wonder, you obviously have been in sessions with this person before and are quite comfortable with one another, but I wondered, what's the proportion of sessions you do by telephone, and what's the proportion you do in person? What's a brief history of how long you've been doing this with one another? Things like that, because I thought what you did reflected a certain almost confidence in being relaxed with one another.
We do know one another, and mostly in person. And early on, I made some decisions that I enjoyed working face-to-face as frequently as possible. So for that reason, I have an office in Seattle and work a lot with groups and teams and individuals, most of whom come to me. And so I can't, like I said about the other thing, I don't always get my wish granted. Sometimes I work on the phone. But obviously there are advantages to being face-to-face when you're settling in with somebody and you're both catching your breath and somatically focusing on on the time that you have together. Does that make sense?
Yes, certainly it does. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thanks, Peter. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else?
Well, this is Barb again.
Yes.
I'm curious, Patty, what are some of the things that you say to your clients to set up your coaching relationship, because like Peter, I keyed into a presence and a comfort with your coachee, and mm-hmm. she seemed comfortable with experimenting. Some of that seemed like it would be part of your ritual. So I just wondered if you could speak to some of those items.
You mean like at the beginning of a new coaching relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have a strong belief that we as coaches, that the personal presence competency is so core, that if we're comfortable with ourselves and with our sense of how we like to work, and if we can be contagious with that presence and that energy, and along the way let people know how coaching works, and that they are going to be deeply respected to the point of finding great experiments. That if we can use our personal presence to do all of that as we get underway, then people will settle in and have a sense of predictability, and that helps. I mean, human brains learn best when we're safe enough, not bubble wrapped, but safe enough to go exploring. So in the early sessions, I talk with people about how every time we work, I'm going to look for an experiment or an accountability. And every time we come together, I'll be looking for where you believe the next possible and desirable step could be, or where the next possible desirable bit of personal awareness could be as you learn about yourself and your strengths.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Barb. Yeah. Okay, good. All great stuff. Who else? Is there someone else? Jamie.
Sherry, this is Jamie. I have another. Oh, did someone raise their hand to talk?
No, that was me saying Jamie. Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay.
I guess I was imagining you having another question.
So, Patty, at the end of the session, you said, "Well, I'm so glad we know each other because I, you know, want to talk more about this or something like that." There was something about a follow up, and I was just curious. If you had a sense of something you wanted to follow up with her or a thread that you're interested in that you didn't have time for today.
Yeah, it was that sense of what she would say in her 4, 5, 6 minutes in front of the group of 100 that we were imagining.
Got it. Okay.
You know, what would be her message?
What would be the message?
And, yeah, what would be her message, her bullet points? And would she be able to bring the same kind of energy to that quick presentation that I heard glimpses of on the call?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Jamie. Yeah, and once again, I'm going to reiterate something I said earlier, Patty, and that is that your, you know, just the way you are, make sure to check in with her. I heard you do that several times, to check in on the process, on the questions, staying really engaged with what was working for her.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have a very relaxed and natural way that you do that. And so, yeah, I just think that's so... Excuse me, I had to go on mute and sneeze. Sorry. I just think that's so important. And so, you know, it creates that intimacy, that safety for your client, but it also really reminds your client that this is all about you, my client, right? This is all about you, and this is your space and your time and what's working for you. So, I just really noticed that and appreciated how you do that.
Well, thank you. And I I would love to hear if you have any suggestions for me. I would either you, Jamie, or Sherry, or anybody else listening. I am sure open to that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Anybody else? Okay. Well, thank you again, Patty, so much for coaching today and being here and demonstrating your masterful coaching. And thank you, Marina, your client, for coming along as well. I'm going to right now turn it back over to Jamie.
Okay, great. So I'm going to invite those of you listening, if you'd like to unmute and just share a takeaway from today's session, some new learning for you, something, an awareness. Who has something that they'd like to share as a takeaway from listening to this session with Patty?
Hi there, this is Denise, and
yeah.
I liked the very beginning when Patty shared how she got ready for the session and then asked if there was anything that her client did to be in the moment. I just thought that was a beautiful way to begin and get in the moment also. So thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Who else? I'll share my takeaway. My big takeaway is just the power of acknowledgement and the energy that gets infused into the session through direct positive acknowledgement. It was a great example of that today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'll share mine, Jamie. I'll share mine, which is, you know, I love silence in coaching. I believe in it. I think it's so powerful, and I think I do it really well. And what I'm taking away is the reminder that of that thought, that of how to think about silence that Patty brought forward, and that is, you know, who does this belong to? Who does the silence belong to? I love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyone else? Takeaways? Okay.
You know what? I'm going to jump in, Jamie. I'd love to hear.
Okay.
I actually would love to hear Patty's takeaway.
Okay.
If you have one, Patty.
This is just so much fun. And I think, I don't know if this is a takeaway, but I have so much gratitude for the two of you for hosting these every month and for figuring out that this is a service that we needed. And you stretched me. Sometimes, you know, MCCs, we can stroll through our days and just think, okay, well, we know how to do this. And so the chance that I've had today to stretch was a gift, and I'm so grateful to both of you.
Thank you, Patty. And you're so
Thank
welcome.
You. All right.
This is
okay. Good. So,
Patty,
thank you,
Jamie. Somebody was trying to talk.
What?
I think. Yeah.
Oh no. Uh oh. Okay.
Somebody. Yeah. If you were trying to talk, you can just press *6 to unmute yourself.
It was Marina. It was me. I was just wanting to say thank you for a great opportunity today, and just thank you to Patty for her kindness and her wisdom and her patience today. I really enjoyed being able to participate in the session.
Thanks, Marina.
Thank you, Marina. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for your questions and also for your sharing of takeaways. And, of course, thank you so much, Patty Bergen, for your masterful coaching and for being such a willing participant in the Q&A and sharing so much of your wisdom about your coaching. Really appreciate this conversation
you.
With you.
Great.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Next month, our Real Coaching Sessions call will be on Tuesday, February 13th with Elena Espinal, MCC, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and we hope everyone will join us. We do have a couple of announcements. If you're interested in becoming certified as a mentor coach, please have a look at our program that's starting on February 15th. This course runs for 12 weeks, and you earn 24 hours of CCEUs, and you'll earn your CMC, which is the Certified Mentor Coach. So you can learn more about that at coachcertification.com. And, of course, let us know if you have questions. And if you're renewing your credential in 2018, you may want to take a look at the Deeper Conversations course, where you can earn as many as 30 CCEUs or as few as 3, all in the core competencies. The program starts in March and has a rolling enrollment, so you can join anytime. For more information, go to deeperconversationscoaching.com or, again, feel free to email us. So now we'll stop the recording and give the final code word.